Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City on a Saturday morning. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat, see what he's up to. Good morning, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much, Mickey. Hot, humid.
Yes, sir. It's summertime.
Yes.
It's here. Boy, it gets
dusty.
Hot in that old marsh over there in your area.
Oh, man.
The doldrums of summer. Man, you can't even breathe in there sometimes when it's dead calm.
No.
Oh, man.
You don't. You want to stay outside, but we got some wind right now, so.
Yeah, we do, too.
Yeah, yeah, so. But, then we got that dust in here.
Yep, Saharan dust.
That's saying, yep. So, that makes it good on your eyes. But, no, it's all good. I'm, as a matter of fact, I'm off today. I don't,
are you?
I get to take a day. Yep,
good.
Go back. Fish tomorrow, and then we got a few more days off after that.
Well, I remember when I was gunning and hitting it hard. Boy, I hated when I was young. I hated those days off. You wanted to keep going and going.
No, absolutely.
And now, when you get our age, you look forward to them. Going, man, I hope the weather's bad tomorrow. I don't want to go. I need a day off, man.
Yep. Yep. So, how about them Longhorn girls?
Yep, they won it. I thought they were going to blow it there. They had them run ruled, and then
yeah, I know.
And then couldn't finish it. And made errors. That girl on first base, I saw her make a lot of hiccups during that 3-game set there. And
yeah, well, but that last one though, that was a pretty bad throw. So.
Well, that throw from third, I mean, she had both feet on the bag. She didn't even stretch out. She could have caught that one. That would have ended the game.
Maybe she was helping her fellow Texas sisters out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that Texas Tech team, they were pretty solid, too.
There's no quit in them, man. They
found
ways to keep the ball in play and manufacture some runs, keep it going.
Yeah.
That's
got
to hand it to both of them. They're all Texas girls, and they showed a lot of good sportsmanship between the two, and that's great to see.
You know, they got, but I'm telling you, we talked about it. They got to do something about these rules and these umpires. That obstruction rule is out of hand for sure. Obstruction. They called that. I forgot how many times they said the obstruction rule was called to all of the.
They got to rule
the whole
that.
Yeah, I mean, come on. But yeah, what did them Stros do last night? I didn't even try to watch them.
They won it.
42. Oh man, they're on a roll.
Hader shut them down again. He's having. Perfect season so far. I don't want to speak too good, but he's
no, but
he's gunning
you know,
down.
I mean, there was a lot of people, you know, when we first got him. Well, he ain't all what he's made out to be. Well, yeah, he is. He really is. He's good. So we just got to get a few more key players back. So McCullers has got to stay on track, and we're all right. Fishing was a little tough yesterday.
Was it?
Yeah, and it's just, I mean, we can't get away from this high tides. I mean, it's still, and I'm talking about that wind, the way it's blowing, it's really bumping it up, and them fish are just, I know where they're at. You just can't get to them. And the river continues to drop and cleaning up, and so it's getting that time of year. But it should be. I mean, we're about 7 weeks off from Faux Pas, and it should be green by the time Faux Pas gets here, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So
when is that?
Third week in July, I think, this year.
Yeah.
And it's always around the 1st of August, but I think the way it's falling this year, I think it's about the third week.
Third week, yeah.
Yeah, of July or something. But what's that Trinity doing? Is that water still coming down?
Yeah, it's, I checked a while ago, Lake Livingston's still almost 2 foot above pool. 187 above pool.
Good Lord.
Well,
so they've had that much rain up north?
Yeah.
Well.
Storms every day up there, it seems like.
That thing needs to fall out.
Well, it will. For the fall. Let's see, it's 48.3 right now is what they're showing, and now the lake.
How much they letting out?
Is down to 132.57.
You say they're letting out 48.3?
Yeah, and the flow down around Liberty's 33,000. So it's running and gunning.
Well, if y'all just walk around, then you, it wouldn't be good.
Well, I think it was last March, I think it got up to around 90,000. It was a real big, bad one. But this year it's just been steady. Anywhere from 15,000, and it'll jump up to about 50, back to 18, 15. Now it's back up to 48, and it's a steady flow, buddy.
Wow. I guess Trinity Bay's plenty fresh, huh?
Yeah, in areas it is. You know, there's still a few fish over on the east shoreline. You know, that you get that good tide that comes around Smith Point and keeps that salt water under the fresh. And then when you get the winds, any kind of southeast or east wind, it'll blow that dirtier water off the banks over there. The wade fishermen are doing good. No big fish, just a lot of nursery fish, like the whole bay is right now. A lot of, you know, 15 to 20 inch fish.
Well,
but it's something for them to catch. Bull sharks starting to get bad everywhere. So,
oh, it's the same thing here.
Oh, right? God, they're terrible.
Yeah, but you know, here it's just not our old problem. Is you know, we're in between that river falling and you know, trying to green up, and especially on redfish. Now the trout, they're going to stay outside. You know, the trout ain't coming in until October probably. But them redfish are, they're definitely starting to pull up in passes. And
well, I guess you're probably starting to get a mullet run where they're moving up into the river and them reds are going to come.
Oh, out. Absolutely. Oh, absolutely.
See, that's what we don't get here anymore, is them big mullet runs through the passes that, you know, reach all the way up my way. Like, it's just changed so, and I don't know what's caused it. I don't know why we don't have the you know, the just huge magnum schools of horse mullet like we used to have.
Right.
Where all the shorelines were just littered with millions of them.
Yep. So, you know, and that's I was in Blind Bay, I guess. I don't know, my days run together, but them mullet are wadded up in there, and I mean, they're sitting in front of every pass that's going to pass Elytra. They're just sitting there, just, you know, they've got so thick that, you know, you just can't even fish for them because of them, not for them, you know, because of them. And that's what they fix to do. They fix to drive right straight up them passes. And last time I was down past Elytra, I come out of the head of the passes and run down past Elytra and went out Southeast Pass. And I mean, you have to pay attention because there's so many crab traps in that pass right now, it's unreal.
Right.
So, you know, them grabs, and I mean, I'm talking about all the way from the river. There's, when you come off the river into the head of the passes, there's crab traps. And so, you know, that water underneath is pure salt, and them crabs are crawling. So, but them crabs can take a lot of fresh water, too.
Oh, they can. You know, I mean, that fresh water don't affect them like people think it does.
No.
And there ain't nothing better tasting than a sweet, sweet freshwater crab. I mean,
back in the day, you know, I hadn't fooled with them in probably 10, 15 years, but come fall time, I mean, we was deer hunting, squirrel hunting, and crabbing too.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's when you crab in that rivers in the fall.
Oh, yeah. I've caught them all the way behind the dam.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, there was a 6-foot bull shark caught up there 10, 15 years ago, but right below the dam. Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Fresh water don't bother them. It doesn't bother them bull reds either.
No.
I got a friend that that's all he does is catfish and fish for bull reds and bull sharks. And right now, he's way above I-10. He's catching 42, 45-inch bull reds, bull sharks, and catfish all out of the same spot using mullet.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I was home, I crossed that river up there. It was on 105. It was clean. It was out of the banks, but it was clean.
Yeah, you know, running green. It's
running green. So,
well, there can't be that much silt left in the Trinity River watershed. No. It's all down in the bay. It's been running for so long, it's got to run clean.
Yep. There's going to be some new sandbars. You bet on that, though.
Oh, you know it. All the silt's out in the bay where there's areas I used to wade that was rock hard bottom, you know, good sand. Yep. And now it's all like talcum powder. It's about ankle deep, and it's not thick and gooey, but it's just, boy, you find some clear water and you wade through it and you just destroyed the whole shoreline, stirring that stuff up, walking through it, three or four of you, and you move on to another spot, find some cleaner water.
Can you even get in the mouth of the river?
Man, I hadn't tried. I heard it's really silted over. So
I would imagine.
I mean, with my boat, I wouldn't try. You know, I always, I'm going to run in, I'll go in at Reds or somewhere like that and then come back across and take the diversionary by the saltwater barrier that way to Long Island or whatever. Because really the flow's really the deepest now is Long Island Bayou. It's deeper than the river. You know, if you put in there at Wallaceville at the locks and run down the river's not deep anymore like it used to be.
So you're talking about it like Guho?
Yeah, like over in the Guho side, you know, where you got Red and Cross and Long Island Row, that they're deep and they're, you know, the current keeps those cleaned out because that's where the flow is now.
That's crazy. Yeah, I was wondering because I kind of watched that Sabine tournament. I got into it for some reason.
Uh-huh.
And looked like they all stayed in Sabine. They didn't, nobody, they must have put the Trinity off limits.
I think they did this year. Don't, I'm not real sure about it, but I think they stopped that running, you know, way over here, because there was a lot of guys in it that would come all the way over here.
Oh, yeah, because
Dead Fish, Trinity,
that
Rivers,
first year they had it.
Even Clear Lake, you know, the bayous up there.
Huh, because that first year they had it, I had a customer of mine, his son, he was fishing all of them. Because first year they had it was an invitational. And he'd come down and fish with his dad, and he was asking me about it. Matter of fact, he guides on four. Mm-hmm. And I told him, I said, you might want to try to check some of that stuff out of on that Trinity. And he said, I've been looking at that. There's something up there called Lake Charlotte. And I said, yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I said, you might want to look at that stuff. And so they let them practice, and then the night before the tournament, when they have the draw and everything, and tell them what rules they can do and what they can't do, they right. put it off limits. And he got on them up there. Yeah. He said, man, them cypress trees were full of them. He said, wasn't no toads, but they were full of fish.
Yeah, a lot of schooling bass up there. All right, Mike. So, I got a roll, man. Somebody wants to call you, man, coming over to Venice and staying and catching fish and doing all that. How they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web and RJ Hunting Fishing.
All right, brother. Well, Mike, have a good weekend. Go Stros.
All right, bro. Sal, no kidding.
All right, see you
later.
Later. Well, you know, folks, the 36th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, that started Memorial Day weekend. It'll run all the way through Labor Day. You can fish all summer for great prizes. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. And get signed up today and take advantage of over $2 million in prizes and scholarships. That's for inshore and offshore divisions, 120 tagged redfish released and swimming around in inshore waters just waiting to be caught, and other species to fish for like gaff top, drum, and sheephead. Offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Real easy to sign up. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament, it's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app
that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 520 here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Tiki Island, right there by the causeway. Check in with old Captain James Flogg this morning. Hey, man.
Yo, buddy.
Tell me something I don't know.
I can't tell you nothing you don't know. You know better.
Yeah, there's a lot I don't know.
I know I had to go raise my boat up. I had to come in.
That tide bulled up, didn't it?
Yeah, you know, it got really low yesterday afternoon. I noticed, looked out there, man, it tied up. The only good currents in the afternoons. And
yeah, nighttime, you know, that outgoing in the evening and that pouring in incoming during the night.
Yeah, it ain't a lot going on during the day. When I come in yesterday,
it's weak.
It had finally started to come out. Cause I had to pick Brant and him up at Bolivar yesterday. I think I left here, man, I left here at 20 minutes to 5 yesterday morning.
20 to 5.
And I told him, I said, look, man, I'll be there about 5:20. And I know about how long it takes me because, you know, I don't go 50 miles an hour with my head and my GPS.
Right.
So I was chugging about 24 knots. But it was nice, man. It was no ship traffic. There was no barge traffic. So it was pretty good. And it blew a little bit yesterday.
Yeah, it did.
But Brant was kidding me about it. He says, man, everybody says they got them. Well, they got 6, they got 3. We were laughing about that.
Yeah, so, they got the 3-piece, 6-piece, 9-piece laid out on the table. I mean, you know,
so we
that's
quit.
Not getting them.
I thought, Brant, man, I ain't really getting out of bed for 6. So anyway, we quit at 1:00, and we had 47. And I said, now that's getting them, buddy. That's old days getting them. He just started laughing. It was good yesterday. But we got out, and they were biting in the dark. This guy, JR, that fished with me, he ain't there fishing before. Mickey, he used to give reports on your show. He ran the camp at Rollover. We were talking about you. Great guy.
Right.
Let me tell you something, buddy. This dude was a stick. I'm like, man. He bass
What's his name?
Now. His name is JR. I can't remember. They all graduated from Highland High School.
Okay.
And it's like a class reunion. And
oh, he's salty and barnacled up, man.
Oh, dude, his
Highland
biggest
High School was, been that on that peninsula that long? Yeah, he's
yeah,
a salt.
His biggest fish at Rollover was 869. We were talking about that, but this dude can fish, man. So JR, he's got his whole 3-piece. It's dark. It's nighttime. I can't even see.
He already got his 3-piece.
Dude, I said, man, I think JR's got one. Brent, yeah, he's got one. So I was throwing the top water because we had went to this place like on Tuesday. I'll tell you that day we had kind of a tough day.
Yeah.
And, man, I catch one almost 4 pounds. We get like all these bites on top waters, and I don't think we finally caught like 2. So they don't want no top water, but they're catching them on tails. And it's good, but it ain't what it should be. You know,
right.
We're pecking on them. And I told Brant, I said, man, let's go do something. And I walked back to the boat. It was about 10 minutes to 8. I had caught like 10. And everybody was catching them. I didn't know what we had. And they were biting. At 8 o'clock, they had a little bite going on. They kind of fired up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we had caught 29. I said, man, let's get out of here. So we left there. I went and checked something else. It was terrible. And then I went back where I've been fishing, and it was really the wrong wind. I said, look, we can catch these fish here, but you're going to have to go out deep. You know, about every third wave is going to break over your head.
Right.
But I think we can catch them here. So we got out there, and it wasn't very good. We caught, I think we caught three. I caught one, and JR caught, we caught like three. It wasn't no good. It's rough. I really shouldn't even have done it, but Brandon never fished right there. I was just showing him some stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was going to suck. So he said, man, let's go. So I said, man, let me check one other thing real quick. Dude, we get out. It's like 20 minutes to 12. I said, man, they kind of like it here in the afternoons, you know, wait over here. We'll give it about 30 minutes. Dude, we get out of the boat, and they are snapping. I'm standing next to the boat. I just drove all over this place, and I throw a topwater out there, and I get one. I look like Friar Mude pulling in there. And then I miss one, and I catch one, and then they pop some flicks out there. I said, dude, they're here.
Yeah.
And buddy, we walked out there, and man, whatever time it was, noon, and then boys went to, we went to, hey, we actually went to, I never even went out there with them. I threw a topwater the whole time. I didn't catch but like three. Had about six or seven bites, but they was out there with them tails, and buddy, they was wearing them out, man. And that, we just left them. I said, man, let's go. I said, how many we got? And I think Brant said we got 47. I said, let's go home. But there was a good, and that I did that two or three times at this place. Now, Tuesday, I told you, was just, I mean, I know what's there, and they just wouldn't bite, you know. We caught, like, I had bites on top water, then didn't get nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and Thursday was, you know, it was calm Thursday, that Doyle tournament. And, you know, you can go a lot of places and catch them right now. When I say catch them, I don't mean get two. I mean, we left the first place we went, and I wasn't even where you really needed to even be. Because I caught them out there Monday, big ones, fours and fives, and not a bunch of fours, not a bunch of fives. We caught a four and a half, a five, and a bunch of really nice trout. And I didn't even get the fish there, and I just moved a little bit. We start catching little bitty ones on tails. I said, man, this ain't no good, but I'm trying to get me an exit strategy now where I'm going to go. And all of a sudden, one of my guys catches a nice one, about 18 inches. So that's, there's one in here. Dude, and when we caught that one, then they lit off. No more pencils.
Right.
And we catch, I don't know, Mickey, maybe 15, like, quick.
Yeah, when the eating starts, all the little ones get out of there.
The little ones go away, and they, as soon as they faded, all of a sudden, you know, I mean, good ones. And we, you know, the 06, and these guys, he wanted to keep their fish. They're customers. So yeah. It's just me, the guy that books a trip, and a customer. So the 06 piece, it goes in there before the sun even gets good. And I think we catch 15, and then we caught a little one. And then we caught another little one. I said, let's go. No, we did. I did. I sat there a while. I said, let's just see if they fire back up. And then they all went little. I mean, we caught 15, about 30 cast. Good ones. And then they got little, so we left, and I went coming towards you, and man, we didn't catch nothing but gaff top, but there wasn't nothing to see. I was just stopping.
They coming to see me, man. They're attracted to that fresh water.
Hey, the gaff tops. Hey,
come
if
on,
they all
gaffies, come get you some.
Dude, if they all get to you at the same time, don't even launch your boat, buddy. Don't even go. So then I come back toward me, and we stopped on a spot, and it wasn't no good. I said, man, let's go look at something else. And, man, we pulled in there, and it got good. I mean, it was good. We catch right. Like six. And, like, man, let's go. They're here. And I don't know. I talked to somebody, and they caught a bunch of them right there, too. And I said, man, let's go. And I said, let me check one little thing by the house. And I come over here by the house, and we stop. I said, man, I don't, these ain't nothing but little ones. I've been checking this right here, and it ain't no good. I just pull up there and put the anchor out. It's dead as a hammer. You don't see nothing. You would hate this kind of fishing now, Mickey. It's just stupid. I'll tell you where I went. I went where I took you that time, you and Wayne.
Right.
And I stopped them there, and it's terrible. The tide's coming out. The water ain't really that good. I said, we'll give it about 15 minutes. Hey, about my third cast, I like to lose my rod. He jumps out of the water. So, man, that was a nice trout right there, buddy. They went to bite. You know how they do right there. It's a small spot. And we plucked about seven or eight of them out there. I said, man, let's go. Let's go home. But we could have sat right there and caught 30. I mean, they went off.
Right.
So let's just get out of here. So yeah, you think about it, you know, a couple of years ago or even last year, your A spot, you better land on it and you better catch them because you're going to have hell on B and C spots. But now, when it's nice.
Well, you got backups now, you know. We got more fish and, hey.
We got more fish. That's just all there is to it, Mickey.
Plain and simple. It's basic math. It's pretty easy to figure out.
Yeah, they're no big ones. I mean, you know.
No, but they're fish, and they do grow up, and with the limits the way they are, we're not hurting anything. And, hey,
bar any
environmental or weather disasters, we'll be looking good in a couple of more years, real good.
Yeah. That's like JR said. He's a bass fisherman. He just laughs. He said three, you know, bass. But, you know, but the deal is now, we don't, you know, most people don't keep it like Brent. Sharpie on them that fish with me, they never keep fish, but he's got all his buddies down there, so have a fish fry. So say, Brent, you want to kill these dudes, kill them, dude. We don't ever kill nothing.
I mean three is not fish fry. Three's not hurting anything. Kill them.
You
kill
ain't
them
decimating
all. Get your limit.
You ain't decimating nothing at three.
No.
but I would say, you know, I like to wait, and you know, I've been waiting a lot more this year. The boat fishing deal, man, I'm about over it. Remember, Mickey, you went out deep because everybody was waiting, and you got them going out deep.
Yeah.
Well, it's the exact turnaround now. It's
yeah,
you can't
everybody's
do anything
deep,
out
nobody's
deep.
Waiting.
100%, buddy.
Well, and just like a good Marine, you got to improvise and overcome. Hey.
Well, I'm fortunate. I got the guys, you know, most of the time that can do it.
Well, you know, guy's only as good as the crew he's got with him. You know, that's part of the game. Let me knock this break out, James. Hang on. Hold that thought. I'll be right back at you, buddy. Well, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Angler U. You know, folks, Angler U is committed to steadily expanding their library of videos. They cover every topic under the sun when it comes to fishing. Weekly fishing reports from up and down the coast and by the best guides and tournament anglers. They have decades of experience, and they're steadily expanding their library of videos to cover all topics and they're archived. That way you can see patterns over time. And educational videos with instructional topics covering all aspects of saltwater fishing for speckled trout, redfish, flounder, tarpon, and whether you're boat fishing, wade fishing, or kayaking, Angler U's got you covered. Go to anglerU.com. You can become a member today and receive great discounts from their partner retailers like Fishing Tackle Unlimited, Anglers Anonymous, and Waterloo Rods. This will save you a ton of money. Go to anglerU.com, that's anglerU.com, and improve your fishing skills. It's a game changer.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on.
Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 5:36 here in the Bayou City. All right. Let's go back to Plog. All right, James, we're back, man.
Man, I was sitting here. Taylor Hunter that fishes with me. You know Taylor.
Yeah.
He pulled up and brought my cooler back. Why'd you even need that cooler? Oh, Cameron gave you some snapper.
Cameron gave me some snapper.
He just pulled up, brought my cooler back. We're sitting there talking golf. Hey, Taylor is a guy that shoots a 72, and he's like, man, this is terrible.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, he's like watching Sean play golf.
Hey, if I ever shot a 72, I'd stop on a Fred Hartman and throw my golf clubs over in the ship channel and say, hey, it's been a good ride. I'm going to quit while I'm ahead.
I guarantee you, if I shoot a 72, I'm done.
Yeah, man. Bad day today. I shot even par. That's terrible.
Oh, man. He can hit a ball, buddy. It's amazing. Putt and do it all. So we're just sitting here talking about I'm going to try to conquer Moody's. I don't ever play very good out there. But, no, back to what we were saying, it's kind of like snapper fishing, dude. The boat fishing, everybody knows there's really – you know, it's hard to go any that. Now, luckily, the fishing's better, so you can go other places. But, you know, everybody knows what to go and where to go, and it's just tough.
Everybody it's like knows snapper where fishing, to go but, and what to throw.
Exactly, buddy. So, you know, I don't – it's just like when you said, man, I'm going out there. And you used to find them out there on the ship channel and all that. And we were all still waiting because it got crowded. Well, I'm just trying to do a 360. You know, Taylor fished with me Tuesday. Hey, we didn't catch anything on that spot the next day. Had two bites.
Wasn't no good.
Mm-mm, but it was good that day. But, yeah, we had some good topwater bites. We left it alone. We caught like eight in there, some fours. It was pretty good fishing.
Yeah. Awesome.
But just like yesterday, it's hot, you know. But, you know, man, remember we used to catch them in there at the pens in August. Remember that day I had some guys that wouldn't weight fish, and you had whoever you had in there, and y'all were stroking them. I told them, I said, see them guys right there? They're killing them. And I pulled up to you, and I say, show these guys your stringers. I was hot. He said, man, you don't want to do that. I said, show them. Y'all all had like 50-pound limits, and it's like August. It's so hot, you're sweating while you're fishing.
Yeah, I think – one day it was in August when I had Doug Dillon when he had his biggest.
That's who you had. It was Doug Dillon. That's who you had. It was Doug Dillon. That's exactly right.
He had some monsters. He was catching them really good. He filled his stringer up. I was kind of lagging back, but I had three fish and all of them were 9 pounds. So that's I'll take that. Yeah. Boy, I'd love to do that again, man. Oh man. Yeah.
And that was an – you know, I was talking to Delano over there at Bolivar yesterday. Man, he had some beautiful whites. What did he tell me? They were like 14s. And he said it's about done for the whites. And I got to talk to him because the big whites, the big shrimpers get them on the beach like 4th of July week. And I get that kind of mixed up. And I said, damn, Delano, ain't it kind of late for – then Whitey said, yeah, a little bit late. I said, man, he said, man, it's really good. And here's exactly what he said. because there ain't nobody shrimping. There ain't no shrimpers anymore.
Well,
there's
that's right.
No shrimpers.
No,
so
there's Delano's not.
Out there. Yeah, he's out there by himself in his little Carolina skiff, and he's wearing them out, dude. Beautiful shrimp. Beautiful.
Well, we used to nuke the whites up in Trinity Bay, you know, when season opened May 15th. If you'd get a little bit of river flow, oh, my gosh. That's why we had all them big, giant trout runs, you know, on the east shoreline over there back then, because you had those big migrations of those big whites and all the shrimpers. They're all out deep, and all the fish and the shrimp are pushed to the shorelines, and we just used to sit in there and just catch those. I mean, those big trout stayed with those big white shrimp. They'd follow them all the way out of Trinity down to Bolivar, and then they'd turn around and run them brownies back up our way, you know, when the brownies came in.
Same deal. That's when y'all was catching them big fish, or we used to catch them there at the pens.
Oh, God.
Them big white shrimp were in there, and, like, a lot of these places I'm fishing, you look, I was showing Taylor this, too. You were in there, and we're whacking on them pretty good. It's, you know, not, it's not hard, and they're decent fish. You see a little old brownie, then I told Taylor, look at that, man. I had a white shrimp, like, jump into me, like, about a four, just what Delano's catching.
14 count.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm fishing a little bit closer to the jetty, so you're right about one thing. They, wherever the big migrations of white shrimp are, they like that.
Boy, those big trout used to run them like crazy, man.
Yeah, man. Who don't want a big Charlie? He's good.
Well, you know, that back on the East Shoreline days when, you know, everybody over there right now thinks it's good catching them little pencils and everything. They just never did see it when it was really right. When we had structure. I mean, we had real structure over there back then, moguls and grass and shell, and it's, you know. But remember when Paul Brown came out with that big old shrimp tail he called the Texas John?
Yeah, buddy, that big,
you
want to
talk about
thing.
A game changer back then, man.
Dude,
you put
that,
one of those on a
big,
light
man.
Jig head, and I mean, every trout you caught was 5 pounds or bigger on that big old shrimp tail. They
hey, remember
that
this
thing up.
This time of year in June, man, me and you had some killer days out here. We'd park on the sandbar, and we'd wade back toward the tripod to start hitting that shell that was on the edge of the sandbar.
Yeah, where it dropped off on that far west end of it, man. That was
buddy. We would wear
that was
out.
Pie in the sky right there, brother.
Hey, you remember that day? We were all out there, and I always wear shorts. I still wear shorts. And the tide come in, and all them jellies came in there.
Oh,
I got stung so many times, I thought I was going to get sick. So I went to the boat, and all I had was my slicker. I put my legs through my slicker arms.
I could go out there
and keep fishing. Remember that?
I remember that.
Man, that was good fishing on that sandbar right there.
Oh, I'm telling you, man. I remember that day we had that lineup. It was you. You had Roland Ubenack and his crew, and I had a crew. And then David and Gary Anderson were in there with us, and we were throwing straight back redfins, blue and chromes. And, buddy, there was some drag ripping and rod breaking going on that day. My gosh.
Man. Hey, that big trout was just absolutely. Me and Craig Kiefer were talking about that, about y'all fishing in there. They would absolutely destroy one of them redfins, man. When they hit that, they hit it with a purpose, buddy.
Well, let's see. You know, Cliff Webb was telling me, you don't throw them much up there anymore. I said, Cliff, I had big fish like you got down here. That's all I would throw anymore while I was wade fishing or even out of the boat. I said, you can't cast them as far, but when you're on them, you don't need to anyway.
Yeah. Well, it's the same way we used to with your big spook. Like I told Brant yesterday, I was getting in bites on topwaters. I was using a little sheep up or a little – I was using a little bait. Brant had a clown monster spook, you know, Danny Juarez days, Trap Master days. I said, man, he's a pretty good trout, Brant, but I don't know, buddy. I think that big thing, I'll also put something else on.
When I think of Super Spook or look at one, I think of Friar Mood. You can't help but think of Blaine.
You can't help but.
You could be catching him on any topwater there was, but he was going to have a Super Spook on.
Biggest one, most.
He caught big fish on them too. I remember him wading around at Fat Rat, throwing them spooks all the time in there, right against the bank.
Pet school, buddy.
We'd all be lined up out deep, catching them every cast, and then you'd hear a bomb go off, and you look around, and Friermuth's got one as long as his leg on in there wrestling it. That was good stuff.
He would stand around. Hey, we get out fishing that turn one of your tournaments, and I caught the first one on Fat Boy. He nets it while it's still on the boat, and we get out. There's storms coming, dude. The world's coming to an end. And he's got the monster spook on, and he is getting a bite every cast. Big spook, that's a big one. That's a big one. Blaine, you ain't catching anything. Put something else on. No, I'm
no
get
but
one
he's,
on
he was seeing them big fish and getting big bites. He just wasn't sticking them.
Never got none. So I took a redfin. I could barely throw it because the wind was in my face. I dug it down there one time, and one of them took it away from me. I said, Blaine, put something on you can catch it on. No, it's big spook. This is it. And he never did get nothing on it. Hey, we talked about y'all losing that tournament to us. Y'all actually beat us. But y'all had to catch them fish on spooks out of the boat. And,
yeah.
And I think y'all had one of them die on y'all.
They were dying on us. That's right. We had, we actually had two die on the first day and one on the second day. But,
yeah, you can't,
I mean,
you can't.
When you catch a 6 or 7 pounder, you got to put it in a live well, man.
You got to, buddy. Hope
and I'm down there babysitting him and holding him upright and putting ice in there and pouring more oxygen to him. And I didn't know you and Cameron were going to pull a rabbit out of the hat like that. You know, Cameron cost me and Blaine two boats because we'd have won the tournament and won one boat, and then we'd have got Team of the Year and won the other boat.
He caught that fish his last cast. Not
I know,
bad,
on the way in. That still sticks in my craw.
Hey, me and Taylor were talking about that waiting that the other day. I said, they actually beat us, but they had to catch him on top water. There's so much trout. He caught that fish, and, you know, they used to give us that blue stuff. I don't even know what it was. I told Cameron, said, take every package. And he ain't but like 13 years old. I said, take all that blue stuff and pour it in that cooler and make sure that fish don't die before we get back to Clear Lake. Hey, the water, we couldn't even see the fish. It was so blue. Whatever that stuff is.
Yep. Yeah, we lost a pound and a half of weight to dead fish, but hey, it is what it is. That's fishing.
Oh,
all right, dog, I got to run. Y'all hit them golf balls in that wind down there today. Throw them out a number. Somebody wants to come fish with you, James.
All right, brother. 409-771-7306.
All right, I'm going to jump the bridge and check old Sharky's pulse this morning.
All right, check his old pulse, buddy. All right, we'll
see you, dog. See you, man.
All right.
Now let's go over to the other side and get on the Big Island in G-Town and check in with Sharky Marquez. Hey, Michael, what's up, buddy?
What's up, buddy?
Not a lot, man.
I'm
Tell
a
me
posting.
Some lies.
Some lies. Let's see.
The wind ain't blowing.
It ain't windy. That's right. That's my first lie for you. Golly. Well, it's been fun, man. We've been having some fun this last week. We ended up sneaking off, I can't remember which day, a couple days back, and it was a little bit hairy trying to get offshore, but I had a day off, so I loaded up the wife and a couple of our friends, and we decided to go and just try to go about, you know, 25, 30 miles, catch our snapper, and then
right.
Bring it on back and grill it up. And so it was a lot of fun, man. We did that thing. And, but gosh, man, those snapper are tricky. We caught a couple big ones, couple small ones, but that's the second time this season I've been out there. You're able to get out there and, you know, we didn't go super far, but yeah, it's to my understanding, those fish are hanging around 50, 60 miles. Not any further and not any shallower, really. I mean, it's like that, maybe 40 to 60, you know, somewhere in that sweet spot range. But
you know, you're hitting the nail on the head because everybody I talked to that went, I mean, it was okay. They caught their, I mean, you can only catch two, but it just, they've seen a lot better openers. I'll tell you.
Yeah, it was interesting, man. It's been interesting, but, oh, it looked good out there, Mickey. We ran over a couple weed lines, saw some little chicken dolphin jumping around out there. So, I mean, it's nice to see, man. Lots of activity going on out that way. And so, anyway, it was a good time. And then yesterday we had a double boat trip. Me and Sugar took these people out and these awesome crewmen. We ended up with like, I don't know, like 18 trout or something, 18, 19 trout, you know, redfish, big shark. I mean, it was awesome. So fishing's good, man. Fishing's good. This wind is, we just got to fight this wind.
The wind's
the next,
problem. Yeah, it just won't let you do the things you really need to do to really, you know, nuke the fish, you know.
I'm telling you, man. I don't know.
Gets
and
old
there's no
fishing
really
same place all the time, you know.
Yeah. And there's no end in sight from what I could see, man. It's not like, I mean, I was clicking all the way through next week on my wind, you know, on my Windy app, and it ain't like I could find anything really.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, a calm day, you know, 15 miles an hour sustained, 20 miles an hour sustained every day for the next, you know, 6 days or something. I mean, yeah. I'm supposed to be loading up for a 12-hour right now, you know, to go offshore, but that ain't happening.
Yeah, I know.
That ain't happening, stud. So we're gonna do a little shark trip this afternoon instead, and so I'll be going out like 11, you know, around 11 o'clock this afternoon. But yeah, no offshore today, buddy.
Nah, it's not looking good. I don't know when this wind's gonna quit. I missed my prediction of June 6th. That made a liar yeah. out of me. But anybody that tries to predict weather is a liar anyway.
That's right. That's right.
Is, buddy.
Right out the gates. out the gates, man. Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens with the guys this morning. Everybody's going out, of course, and fixing to go catch them up. And I mean, the water's been great in the channel, man. We've been catching, it's been great in offense. It's been good in the channel. Even with the high winds, man, the water has been pretty, it's been holding really nicely.
Yeah.
So there's trout. I mean, we're catching trout just about everywhere, which is awesome. You know, it's that time of year to do it. And so,
boy, it sure makes things better when these, you know, those, tide runner fish start moving in.
You know, oh, yeah.
To the residents we already had here and everything, it sure helps, you know, on y'all's end down there. Really does.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, man. We could use all the additions to the residents. We can use them all, baby. Bring in
spawn
the neighbors.
Out and
you
leave
know?
Your babies here.
Yeah, that's right. We'll take them all, baby. We yes, ain't sir. Biased. Come on.
Yeah, let's
gosh,
hadn't been a whole lot of surf action, you know. There was some fish caught when it laid down, you know, not great, but in spots.
Yeah, yeah.
But boy, it'd be nice to see all the surf fishermen get a good run going for about 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, I think that's coming. Once that wind finally does die, man, I think they're primed up and ready, especially with all the trout we've been seeing. Shane hit his on that double boat we had yesterday, he hit his four-man limit of trout at the jetties. So, right. You know, they're out there. It's time, man. We just need that wind to die down a little bit.
It would help.
You know, we'll see. It's coming, baby. It's coming.
Well, if we pull these old southwest winds like we're doing, that old Bolivar Pocket might turn on, you know.
Oh, heck yeah. Heck
old
yeah.
Old Bolivar Pocket. Man, there's been a million trout die in that pocket. A lot of sharks in that pocket, too. Boy, we used to get in there and wade with all them sharks. I mean, that was it on a southwest wind back then. I mean, that's all you really had. And boy,
yeah.
Trout were there, but sharks were with them. Lots of sharks.
And that southwest is coming, buddy. It's
yeah, it is.
It's coming, man.
Charlie's favorite wind.
Yeah. Golly. That's southwest. That means we're going to Freeport for our offshore trips when it's blowing, you know, 20 sustained southwest.
You know.
It's coming. Yes, it's around the corner.
I got you. Well, hey, man, if somebody wants to come down and lodge up and fish up and have a good time, how they reach you guys down there, Sharky?
Come on with it, man. Come on with it. All you got to do is hop on Google, type in Outcast Charters Galveston. We'll pop right up. Click on our website. You can check out our trip packages, pricing, and availability right there online. And check us out at Bayside Event Center. right here on 61st Street in Galveston. Corporate events, birthday parties, weddings, you name it, we do it all, man. Come in, lodge up, get hooked up, and we'll go make some memories.
That's it. Off at the bayou.
Off at the bayou, baby. All right, brother. Sharky. Have a blessed weekend,
have a good
man.
Weekend.
We'll holler at you.
You bet you, man. See ya.
Thanks, buddy.
All right, later. All right. Well, we're going to take our top of the hour break, national anthem, and all that good stuff. You're listening to the Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.